Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Wednesday. We're in the 2:30 block, so it is Sounds Like Change, special guest spot that we host each week at 2:30 with Emily's List. Today, special guest is Strategic Communications Director Sarah Spain. We're talking about getting that vote out. We're talking about the importance and frankly, the evidence that women are showing up in potentially historic numbers. Very exciting. We got a caller that has a question or a comment. Annie from Watertown, say hello to Sarah. And what is your question or comment?
Hi. I sign my name for a lot of things. And I figure when I go to vote, I sign it, as a message, like an oath.
Yes.
I've looked through all the legislative stuff that I can find. Why are they trying to match signatures? There's nothing in there that says signatures have to match.
So here I'm going to give the practical answer, Sarah, if you've got any thoughts on this. I'm going to give you the practical answer to everybody that's listening that is voting absentee or in-person early, which means you're going to be signing the outside of your absentee ballot envelope, your early voting envelope. Sign it like you usually do. Don't go fast. Don't be extra neat. Sign it like you normally do, your whole entire name. Oftentimes, there's all kinds of requirements in federal law and elsewhere. They may not specifically address signature matching, but they do address and require cross-referencing of people's identity. One of the ways to do that is cross-referencing or cross-checking signatures. Both if you come in and you sign the poll book, it's checked. It can be checked against the signature on your absentee ballot. Driver's license checks, part of that is built into this system of checks that we have to ensure that legally entitled persons are the only persons that are voting. Sarah, any further comments on that question, which I thought was a great one?
No, I think that's great. You hit the nail on the head.
Just be very careful. Again, we've talked about this before. Best practices as we early vote, as we get engaged. Again, women showing up in higher proportions for early voting because, you know, we're the first ones to get some of our rights degraded, as we've just seen. Make sure you fill out those absentee ballots, envelopes that you're putting the ballot into, not the ballot itself. So fill that out completely. Double check the witness signature. Double check your address. Don't omit your zip code. Don't omit your state. Don't omit your city. Get it right. Double check. Charles from Milwaukee, you had a question or comment, sir.
My question is, so this morning I'm watching TV and I almost fell off the couch. How is it that they can continue to put out false TV ads that are not truthful? This morning I heard one that said Kamala Harris now is going to take away your Social Security. And then I heard another one that said Tammy Baldwin has signed onto a bill that is allowing young girls to get mastectomies.
Sarah, you want to take a crack at this one, or would you like me to go first? Thanks for the question, Charles. Appreciate you.
Yeah, that's a great question, Charles. I think we see this a lot with Republicans. I always say that when they're lying on their ads, they're scared. We've seen ads recently, national ads, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and abortion that they're putting up for Trump. And so my comment to that is when they're lying on ads like that, they're scared. And some of them are challenged, some of them aren't. That's election law and gets a little bit deeper, but I always say, like, don't listen to them and make sure to talk to your friends and family about why they're false and offer real policies that those candidates are offering. Maggie, back to you if you have any.
Yeah, couple of things here. Usually what you will see in the fine print in political ads is that they're not actually making the claim. They are effectively publicizing a claim or conclusion that has been made by a different new quote unquote news outlet or commentator, and they'll try to quote that. You'll see those citations in very small print. Now, what's interesting is that they'll sometimes selectively choose whom they're quoting. And here's the thing, both of those arguments are sort of shocking on their face. But the reality is that neither of those candidates ever took a position about the specific thing that the ad is claiming. it was part of a bigger policy discussion or bigger policy programs, which means if you take, and there are a ton of attack ads against Senator Baldwin relating to transgender care. Here's the reality. Tammy Baldwin doesn't want the government telling families what is the best health care for their children. And she has stood by legislation that reflects that value. That has been twisted by Eric Hovde and Republicans to say she wants kids getting sex change operations in schools. That's absurd. That's a lie. That is not what she stands for. But just like she defends women's reproductive rights, she also defends the right of families to choose the appropriate health care in consultation with doctors for their children. Sarah, we're going to have to leave it there. Sorry about our audio problems earlier. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We'll have some things to talk about. Well, hang in there, my friend. Thank you to Emily's List. Again, you can find out more at emilyslist.org. My name's Maggie Dawn. When we come back, it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. I got a great next guest. Her name is Maureen Kennedy. She's a philanthropist, knows a ton about tax policy. We're going to dig in, because if there was one issue to vote on in addition to reproductive and healthcare freedoms, it'd be the tax code. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.